The Max Life Field Guide, How to Build a Team Culture People Don't Want to Leave. To build a strong team culture, stop treating it as perks or a value statement and start treating it as what you tolerate and reward. Culture can't be delegated. It flows from whoever's in charge, so you go first. Show people you care about them before you ask them to care about the work. Build the company with your people instead of on them. Make sure each person feels seen, heard, and understood, and make it safe to bring you bad news. Culture turns on small, repeated moves that prove those things are real, not on a poster or a speech. Ask most owners how the culture is, and you'll get a list of things they bought. The offsite, the new break room, the values printed on a sign by the time clock. None of that is culture. Culture is what it actually feels like to work for you, and it lives in the stuff you can't laminate. Who gets promoted? What you let slide? Whether a guy on the floor can walk into your office with bad news and not flinch. Here's the part that stings. Your culture is already exactly what you've tolerated and rewarded, whether you built it on purpose or not. The good news, you can start building it on purpose today, not with a poster, with how you show up, what team culture actually is and what it isn't. Culture isn't perks, a mission statement, or a company that says we're like a family here. It's the real answer to a simple question. What does it feel like to work here? And what happens when nobody's watching? Your actual values aren't the ones on the wall. They're the ones you enforce when enforcing them costs you money. Michael Isom, a financial educator who watched his own net worth crater, put the foundation of it plainly. People are the true assets. Things are not. An owner who treats people like a line item builds a culture that feels like one. An owner who treats them like the actual asset builds something people don't want to leave. Your best people leave first. Culture isn't a soft topic in an operating business. It's a hiring and retention problem with a dollar figure attached. Your best welder, your sharpest foreman, the operator who trains everyone else, those are the people with the most options, and a weak culture loses them first. The mediocre ones tend to stay because they can't easily leave. The stars go somewhere they feel seen. Every one of them who walks takes years of hard-won know-how out the door and hands you months of hiring and training just to get back to even. That's the real math on culture. A place people want to belong to isn't a nice-to-have. It's the cheapest recruiting system you'll ever build, and it compounds because good people pull in more good people the same way a bad culture quietly runs them off. You can't delegate culture. You inject it. Every owner who's underwater on this wants to hand culture to somebody. Make it HR's job, or the ops manager's, or a consultant's. It doesn't work, because culture flows downhill from whoever's in charge. It's caught, not assigned. Ben describes it to the founders he coaches as culture injection. You deliberately put into the room the thing you want to grow, and it takes over the way a healthy gut floods out the bad bacteria. But it only works in one order. As he puts it, you can't ask someone to care about you until you've shown them that first. You go first. You show you care about the person before you ask the person to care about the work. Skip that order, and every values talk you give sounds like management asking for more. Build with people, not on people. Joe Schaffbuch, who built a real estate brokerage the hard way, named the whole thing in one line. What I wanted to do was build a company that people wanted to belong to, where the company was being built with people, not on people. That preposition is the entire difference. Building a company on people means they're the labor that carries your plan. Building it with people means they help shape the plan, and now it's partly theirs. Ownership isn't something you can hand out in an email. It shows up when someone helped build the thing. The founder who decides everything alone and then wonders why nobody takes ownership answered their own question the moment they stopped asking. What people actually need from you to be seen, heard, and understood. Ben boils the practical foundation of a culture that keeps good people down to three words: be seen, heard, and understood. It sounds soft until you realize how rarely people get it at work and how hard they'll fight to stay somewhere they do. Seen is the smallest and the biggest. On a crew, it's knowing the man's name, knowing his kid just started kindergarten, noticing he's been carrying something heavy this month. Heard is asking what he'd change, and not punishing him for answering honestly. Understood is him believing you actually get what his day is like. You don't need a program for any of it. You need to be present enough to do it, which is exactly the thing an owner buried in the day-to-day never has room for. That's not a coincidence. It's the cost. Make it safe, or you'll be the last to know it's on fire. The fastest way to kill a culture is to make honesty expensive. If bringing you a problem gets someone chewed out, they'll stop bringing you problems, and you'll find out about the fire when it reaches the roof. Dennis McEntee, who coaches leaders on exactly this, drew the line most owners get backwards. You convince people through your strengths, but you connect with them through your weakness. Owners lead with strength because strength is how they got here, but strength keeps people at a respectful distance. A little honest weakness from the top, admitting you got something wrong, saying you don't have the answer yet, is what makes it safe for everyone underneath to do the same. Safe is not soft. Safe is how you hear the truth early enough to do something about it. Most people problems aren't people problems. When an owner tells Ben they've got a people problem, he mostly doesn't buy it. His read: almost everyone that works for us wants to be a hero. They're just waiting for the playbook. Most of the time it isn't a bad person. It's a person who doesn't feel safe, doesn't feel seen, or can't tell what winning here even looks like. Fix the environment, and a surprising number of bad attitudes turn out to have been reasonable responses to a bad setup. Where to start this week? Culture doesn't turn on posters or a big all-hands speech. It turns on small, repeated moves that prove the thing is real. Pick one from below and do it this week, then keep going. None of this shows up on a scoreboard next quarter. It shows up in who stays, who tells you the truth, and who treats the place like it's partly theirs because you built it that way. That's the culture nobody can poach, and it starts with the person in charge going first.